Welcome to the Parsha Pick Me Up, a podcast that offers just one brief insight into the weekly Torah portion. We are twice warned against mistreating our fellows. If you sell anything to your neighbor or buy from your neighbor, you shall not mistreat one another. You shall not mistreat one another, but you shall fear your Lord, for I am Hashem your God. Lo tonu, do not mistreat. In the first context, the mistreatment is obviously financial. The second, however, is vague. What kind of hona, or mistreatment, is being referred to? The sages taught that it refers to verbal mistreatment. Thus, they tell us not to tell the one who suffers that he suffers because God is just in punishing him, not to tell the penitent to remember his earlier sins, and so on. In fact, the Gemara Bava Metzia goes on to tell us, Rabbi Yochanan says, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, greater is the transgression of verbal mistreatment than the transgression of monetary mistreatment or exploitation. As with regard to this one, it is stated, and you shall fear your God. But with regard to monetary exploitation, it is not stated, and you shall fear your God. And Rabbi Elazar said, this, meaning verbal mistreatment, affects one's body, but that, monetary exploitation, affects only one's money. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani says, this, meaning monetary exploitation, is given to restitution, but that, verbal mistreatment, is not given to restitution. Financial mistreatment is easy to spot, easy to call out. Verbal insensitivity, however, is oftentimes harder to pinpoint, and as the sages note, harder to fix. Money can be given back. Dignity, old hurts, pain, these are things that are harder to make right. The struggle continues then. As we continuously work to make our society reflect God's laws and wisdom to accord with our covenantal standing as the chosen people, it is not enough to work on the easy things, the obvious things, the things we can catalog and note, add up or subtract. We also have to make subjective judgments about how we think people are going to feel when we open our mouths. Every interaction is an opportunity for a mitzvah, to lift someone up, to help them along in their day. Every meeting between two minds is spiritually full, every conversation weighty, a religious occasion. Such is the work of the Jewish people. Whenever we speak, we see a spiritual goal, the replacement of mistreatment and pain with kindness and peace. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Parsha Pick Me Up. Please subscribe, share this episode with a friend, or leave a review. If you have questions or comments, write to me at rabbi@uosh.org. If you're in Houston, please come, daven, learn, and join us at United Orthodox Synagogues. We'd love to see you.